Welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Christopher Husted. Coming up, we'll take a look at how big data and agriculture are finding themselves intertwined with questions about privacy.
The more data the farmer's willing to provide, the more insights and analytics we can provide.
But first, backers of the so-called Right to Farm ballot initiative are campaigning around Missouri this week. The proposed constitutional amendment is designed to limit regulations on farmers and ranchers. Supporters say family-run farms and ranches in Missouri are being threatened by environmental and animal rights activists and by bureaucrats in Washington who want to, quote, overregulate agriculture. Former Lieutenant Governor Joe Maxwell disagrees. He operates a hog farm in central Missouri and represents the U.S. Humane Society.
This initiative isn't about protecting Missouri's family farmers. This is about protecting large agricultural interests. And they want constitutional protection like no other company has in the state of Missouri or in this country. They want protection to do what they want on our countrysides and to animals, to farmers, and to the environment.
The proposal has the support of four Republican U.S. representatives who are campaigning for it around the state this week. Missouri voters will decide on the proposed constitutional amendment during the August primary. Now, you may have heard about the new pavement the city of Columbia is trying out. It allows drainage through connected bricks. KBIA's Maureen Lewis Stump recently visited the construction site of this new innovative drainage system.
The Columbia Public Works Department has a parking problem in its facility. There are not enough parking spaces for employees, so the department decided to expand its current lot over a water detention area. To do this, the department needed a way to filter water drainage elsewhere to prevent flooding, as well as help filter pollutants out of the rainwater. This allows healthy water to flow into creeks and rivers. A company called PaveDrain had a solution. PaveDrain is a type of pavement that uses blocks that fit together like puzzle pieces. The spaces in between allow water to drain into a filtration system that flows to local rivers and creeks. It has been installed in various places throughout the country, but this is the first site to have it in Missouri. Columbia Public Works spokesperson Steve Sapp says that this was an opportunity to try something innovative.
We did a lot of research, and we believe it's going to work just fine. But you've got to test things.
The process of retrieving and filtering the water is a complicated one. But Mike Hymos, the stormwater educator for the city of Columbia, made a comparison.
It's like a giant Brita water filter. And all the water comes down, filtrates down slowly, and then it'll slowly leave and then go into Bear Creek.
Erin Keyes is a civil engineer working on the paved drain project. She says this system serves more than one purpose.
Not only are we reducing some of the amount of water that gets to the creek, but we're also filtering out those pollutants before it gets to the creek.
The pavement costs about $2 more than regular concrete pavement. It can filter about 4,000 inches of rain per hour and requires less maintenance. This pavement will not be subject to potholes or uneven settling. Hymos says the overall goal of this project is to make water healthier.
We're just stepping back and taking a look at how we can treat this and make our local waterways healthier.
The site is located at the Grissom Public Works Operations Facility and is being paid for with a 319 grant that was awarded to Boone County with donations from Joe Mockins Dealerships and the Missouri Conservation Department. Maureen Lewis Stump, KBIA News.
The next revolution in agriculture could center around data. Some call it big data. Others, precision farming. But the idea is that all the information about what goes in and comes out of the fields could help growers make better decisions. Agribusiness companies such as Monsanto and DuPont are introducing new services to do just that. But as Maria Altman reports, questions remain over whether it's a smart move for farmers to share information with agribusiness.
In his home near Belleville, farmer Greg Gunther points to the cornfield right outside his office window, then to a colorful map on his desktop computer.
And look how inconsistent it is across the field.
Pockets of green squares show where the yield was good last year, yellow where it was less so. Then Gunther points to an area that's red.
You can see where this is kind of lower yielding. That was a wet spot here.
This technology is nothing new. Gunther's had the same GPS unit in his combine reading yield since 1986. Each year, he prints out the color maps to take them to his crop specialist, who recommends what to plant in the spring. But he's not ready for what's coming next, sharing that information with an entire corporation.
The biggest issue for me is a privacy issue. Once it's off my computer, who knows who's going to get that data?
He's referring to new cloud-based services rolled out by Monsanto and DuPont this spring that can gather information directly from a grower's tractor at every step from planting to harvest. The data are then accessible to both the farmers and the companies. Monsanto and DuPont, along with John Deere, say they can take information and give valuable tips for farmers to push up their yields.
You'll hear farmers talk about being up to their ears in data.
That's Anthony Osborne, a vice president of marketing at Monsanto.
We think our business is helping the grower take that mass of data, consolidate it in a meaningful way that they can put their hands around it.
For instance, by analyzing yield and soil information, Monsanto can help farmers choose the best corn hybrids to plant and pinpoint areas as small as a 30-foot square where more or less should be planted. Monsanto launched that program called Field Scripts in four Midwestern states this year. But Osborne says to get the best prescription, farmers have to be willing to share information.
The more data the farmer's willing to provide, the more insights and analytics we can provide.
Osborne says the company understands farmers' privacy concerns and will not share data with third parties, adding that farmers own their information and can delete it at any time. But the American Farm Bureau Federation says questions remain over protecting individual farmers' information as well as all that crop data as a whole. Mary Kay Thatcher, the Farm Bureau's Senior Director of Congressional Relations, says a company getting yield numbers off 1,000 combines in Iowa in real time,
they're going to have a jump on the marketplace. So if they wanted to manipulate the market, they could. Now, of course, every company tells you they have no intention of doing that, but that's one of the things we're looking into. Are there enough safeguards out there to ensure that that can't happen?
The Farm Bureau met last month with Monsanto, DuPont, and other agribusiness companies to discuss that and other issues. Thatcher says the goal is to get a set of standards around big data within a year, before those services are widely adopted. Some growers, though, are already signed up. On his family farm outside Edwardsville, Jeff Hepke began using Monsanto's field scripts on a free trial basis last summer.
Getting down to 2.5 acre management zones and really keying in on getting the best out of every acre.
This year, Hepke, who farms with his dad and two brothers, will pay $10 an acre for the program. He says pushing yields up far outweighs possible worries about sharing their data. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.
That's all for this week's Under the Microscope. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.